This is Eye on Digital Marketing. You can follow, subscribe, and rate us on Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget, you can follow More Visibility on social media at More Visibility, one word, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. This is episode 51 of Eye on Digital Marketing. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving break as we get back here towards the end of November, beginning of December. It is the holiday season. A lot of our e-commerce clients have a lot going on, so if you're in that sector, hope everything is going smoothly for you. And of course, when we get back from a nice holiday break, there's always some changes in the industry to talk about, and that is no different today. The topic we're going to dive into is Google Data Studio, which I should say, formerly known as Google Data Studio, now has a brand new name called Looker Studio. And we actually had this as a small segment on one of the most recent podcast where my guest mentioned this, but I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into it today because obviously with some changes being made on the Google side, this will always have some impacts to our clients and our digital marketers alike. If you have not used Google Data Studio, or now called Looker Studio in the past, let's just briefly go over what it is. It's a great dashboarding reporting tool that is provided by Google that takes your analytics metrics that you're tracking in Universal Analytics GA3 and or a GA4 and provides many options for you to take this data and put it into a visually pleasing chart, graph, report. You can change the date ranges. It's really a great tool, something that we've grown accustomed to building out for our clients here at More Visibility, and we're going to continue to use this tool as we move forward. But there have been a few changes that we should note. Gathering your data, sourcing your data, putting it into a simple report for your marketing team, for your internal team, or even your executive team, I think has been something that every digital marketer has been striving for and doing for a very, very long time. And with these updates here to Looker Studio, one of the new things that you can do is blend data. And there's a great blog from our analytics team on our website, morevisibility.com, that you can also check out. But I want to briefly cover it here as well. So what is blending data? Blending data in Looker Studio is essentially taking multiple sources and being able to compare them into one visualization tool, one chart, one graph, right? So a great example that we covered on our website is the example of a product page report and you trying to get the number of page views that these product pages have on your site from your visitors. Now, before this blended data option was available, you could pull that report pretty easily. Now it's going to give you the option to actually add in different sources and look at your data from a different point of view. So now with this blended data option, for example, you can take a product page report that has been broken down by, let's say, product category. So if I have an e-commerce website and I'm selling watches and I have men's and women's and children's watches, for example, I can pull this report and say, I want to know the amount of traffic that's going to each of these product pages by their category. Now, if I also wanted to know what the overall impact was of that traffic on my overall site beforehand, I would have to pull a different report and maybe compare and match them up. Not with the blending data feature that we now have in Looker Studio. You can actually blend this data together to give you one singular section of your dashboard or report that tells you the product page breakdown, the site visitors to each product, and what that impact is on your overall website. So it's really enabling the digital marketing team or the digital marketers who are using this to say, I know that my internal team is going to ask question X, question Y. Instead of pulling multiple reports, multiple sources, you can blend this data together into one and have that resource available right at your fingertips. And of course, there are many ways to blend data, but there's also going to be some limits. And these are some of the new changes that we're coming back to and finding out here about Looker Studio, which again, are very impactful changes because our clients use this reporting tool on a daily basis, especially during Q4, during the holiday season for our large e-commerce partners. So if you're blending data, one of the changes is going to be the amount of sources you can use. Now, everything that Google puts out is subject to change. Everything is, has the fine print at the bottom that at any time, given feedback, given data, things can change. But as of right now, when you're blending data, Google is stating that you're only going to be allowed to use 5 sources. Well, how does that impact, what you're doing on your Looker Studio report? I think it's very important to remember that Google, just like More Visibility, just like your company, is a business. And I don't think it's a slight or a reach to compare how your business is doing based on what we're seeing in the market, in the stock market. Alphabet, or Google in this case, hasn't over the recent time period necessarily had the greatest returns. And so when that happens, just like any other business, just like we would also do here at More Visibility, we're looking for ways to drive up that revenue based on what we offer. And Google is no different, and Google's doing the same thing here by saying the amount of sources you have can be increased, and you can use more sources for your Looker Studio report, but that is going to come at a cost to you. And that cost to you may be resources, that cost to you may be time, or that cost to you may be more money, or a combination of all three. The reason that this is going to be at the forefront of what a lot of people are doing in Looker Studio is, as I mentioned, our large clients, and I'll use the e-commerce example again because we're here at the end of November, beginning of December, is when you're pulling in data from your Universal Analytics or GA4, you likely have a lot of conversion points, event points that you're tracking. Your website is large, your users can take many actions, and the way that you analyze your data has to be pretty robust. So there are some fences, I would say, using that term, in the right way, fences that have been rolled out for Looker Studio reports. And you can get over these fences, but what you're going to find is when you try and pull in too many cards, too many sources, aka data points, into your Looker Studio report from your analytics account, if it's going over the Google limit, then you're going to get an error. And Google's going to tell you some ways that you can actually fix this error. Number one, first and foremost, is you can actually reduce the number of charts you have on your report. Now, you may think off the bat, well, I love my report the way it is. I don't want to change it. It's working internally. There's no reason for me to change the number of charts I have. But that may actually be a good idea. Again, the whole design of Looker Studio is to present your data in a easily digestible way. And with the new blending feature that I mentioned, if you go to your analytics team and start experimenting around, or maybe start doing some changes or some templates for some new reporting, you could easily find that some of those charts may be able to be eliminated or maybe repurposed in a different way where they're blended and combined. Thus, taking the amount of charts and that you have on your report slim down, and you may bypass this error because of that. So that's number one, is look at your full dashboard report in Looker Studio and see, do I really need every single chart on here? If the answer is yes, that's no problem. But if you're able to combine some things, that may be a good place to start, because all you're really doing in that case is just simplifying what you're seeing. You're not losing any of your data. So that's number one. Number two is you may see an option from Google to use a third-party data source. In this case, they reference BitQuery when you get this kind of input error that you have too many sources. So you can outsource your data to a third party like BitQuery that's going to analyze your data and also put it back into your reporting dashboard without receiving those errors that Google's giving you because you have too many sources connected. Obviously, there's a cost to that, just like there's a cost to the third option that Google's going to mention, which is going to Analytics 360. If you're a very large organization, you have probably pondered, what the ROI is to going to Analytics 360 in the past. Let me be clear, Analytics 360 and Google will say the same thing. This is not a cheap undertaking by any means. This is an annual six-figure price tag that Google Analytics 360 has. Now, of course, you're completely opening the doors to the most, the most robust tracking platform and account that you could potentially have for your website and your business. So if you're able to afford that cost and you're looking to step up your game on the analytics side, then Analytics 360 may not be a bad option. Again, the resources, the connectors, you're going to have really unlimited power. But this is really for very, very large organizations who have a ton of website traffic, a ton of data to analyze on a daily and monthly, quarterly, annual basis, and you have the resources, talking about the expenses, to take on a cost like that. If all those boxes are yes, then potentially Analytics 360 could be right for you. However, don't freak out if you're sitting there today saying, well, you know, Chuck, I've heard some of the past podcasts and resources from More Visibility, and I know that this GA4 upcoming migration is going to be absolutely huge. I know that I have to do it. I'm using Looker Studio Reports currently, but I don't have a large team. I don't have a lot of resources, and I'm really worried that either my data is going to get lost or things are going to change so much in the future that I'm not going to have an efficient process to be able to report back to my team. And I think that is where the power of an agency like More Visibility, who recently, as we discussed in previous episodes, has significantly invested in our analytics team. Once we saw what was on the horizon, once we saw the changes that were upcoming, we have a very robust team of analytics experts that it is their job to figure out how do we solve these problems for you. Because we understand you have to keep those reports intact as best as possible. We understand you're working within a budget. And we understand that in this world we live in, the digital marketing age, you really cannot make any decisions unless you trust your data. This is the crux of most everything that you do and how you measure and analyze performance, whether it's on campaigns, on your site itself, or both. So if that's the case, then I highly suggest you reach out to us and see how we can evaluate and help you move into 2023 by keeping your Looker Studio reports up to date, by explaining the benefits of how you can blend data, all of the resources you can use, and making sure that you have that transition strategy in place to GA4. Again, there's a lot of ways to break down this fence. If you have the resources and you want to upgrade to something like Analytics 360, great. But we know that's a very, very small percentage of clients, prospects, and people out there listening. Most of you are going to fall in the bucket of, well, I'm going to have to kind of retool my reports based on how many sources I'm bringing in. I'm probably going to potentially need a third party like BitQuery that we mentioned, or I'm going to need another type of solution that maybe I'm not thinking of at the moment. And that's where the strategic part of that comes in. So this is a broad overview synopsis. We're going to do more podcasts, more episodes, more blog posts on our site that you can read. Go to morevisibility.com, go to the resources section of our site. You can listen to more podcasts there. You can read blog posts from our analytics experts, but we're going to have some of those experts come on the podcast in the future and discuss more tips on how you can blend data, more tips on Looker Studio, and the whole goal, again, moving into 2020. 2023 is to make sure that your data is intact. So if any of this kind of sparks a light bulb, rings a bell, don't hesitate. Reach out to us. You can email us right away, info@morevisibility.com. We'd be happy to get in touch with you and talk more about how we can help. And with that, I hope everybody had, again, a great holiday break. It's fast and heavy in Q4. 2023 is gonna be here before you know it. So stay tuned for more episodes on this topic. And as always, subscribe, like, and follow the podcast wherever you're listening on streaming platforms, and more tips to come.